The Gemara in Daf Chasam Beis starts the sugya of Reichav Umanig. It's mavur that there's a kinyan called Reichav, being Reichav on the behema, is some type of kinyan. The question is, what exactly is the gather of the kinyan of Reichav? What type of kinyan is that? And Taisus is mashman, and other Rishonim say this as well, that Reichav is working to me din Meshicha. It's a type of Meshicha. Taisus says that even though you're Reichav on the behema, it doesn't mean they're just sitting on it, but it has to be Ozel Machamase, it has to move a little bit. So once it's moving, machmas rechiva, that's considered a kin of mishicha. So the get of reichav is some type of kin of mishicha. That's the pashas and taisus and most rishonim. But the problem is, if you look in Rashi, Rashi is mashal not like that. Rashi says over here in the mashal and anamubez the mamaschol manig lechudei miika lemandam adolikani, he says that vada yom hashul b'chamin adolikani barach b'dukam because of mishicha binun shataka yad v'regel kin of mina b'kiddushin. That sounds like from Rashi that over here when you're being reichav, it's not being ugi yad v'regel at all. It's not moving at all. So it's mavur not like Taisus. There is no azla machmasya when you're doing rechiva. Rashi in Amud Aleph is also mashma like that. Rashi says that shein azazim kaima shein manhiga baraglav. When you're doing rechiva, there is no meshicha happening. You're not being manhiga baraglav. So it sounds like a rechiva is just standing there. You're sitting on the behema, but there is no movement machmas behema, and not like Taisus and other rishonim. The question is, if there's no meshicha, if it's not working with the meshicha, so what exactly is the gedar hadvarim? How does this kinyan rechiva work? So it could be some type of kinyan chazaka, you're being machzik in the animal by sitting on it. Or it could be it's a new type of kinyan, it's the ma'aser rechiva itself is a kinyan, but it's a chiddush to say that we don't find this type of kinyan called rechiva. So what exactly is the gedar hadvarim of kinyan rechiva lufi Rashi? So there's a gemalik chiddush from Nachum Partzavitz in his chiddushim over here. He wants to be mazben Rashi. The Rashi also agrees that the kinyan of rechiv is working with the meshicha, and even though the behemoth doesn't move, but he says that as long as you're doing a maisa that is garim mashicha to happen, which is what rechiva is. Rechiva, when you're reichav on a behema, when you sit on the behema, normally that makes the behema start moving, which would be considered a mashicha. So when you do a maisa which causes a mashicha, that is a mashicha, that's called mashicha. Even though it happens to you for some reason when you sat on it didn't move at all, that doesn't make a difference. It doesn't have to actually do the mashicha, but kin mashicha means you did a maisa that is garim the behema to move, and that's viewed in halacha is a ma'aser meshicha. So he's understanding Rashi. The Rashi really is ma'ida b'yisayin hadvarim to Taisus and other Rishonim that Reichav is working with the meshicha. It's not a new kinyan. It's not chazak. It's not a new kinyan. It's a kinyan meshicha. But meshicha doesn't mean it has to move the pile. It just means you did that ma'aser, which normally would create the chain reaction of meshicha, of it moving. And even though it didn't happen, it would still be a good kinyan. Mashenkel if you Taisus, it has to be that there has to be meshicha b'pile. It has to actually move. If it doesn't actually move, that would not be considered a meshicha.